Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're in Romans 13. It's going to be a fairly short message here or reading. It's not a lot of verses, and there wasn't a lot available to read and to find in regards to commentaries and whatnot. So let's go ahead and before we get in there, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you for this day and thank you for loving us. I pray that this reading would be of you, that you, Holy Spirit, would give the words that need to be said, that the message is from you, the wisdom and understanding comes from you, that there's nothing from me and all from you. I just ask, Lord, for your hand to be upon us as we read this, and may we grow closer to you, and our understanding be stronger and impactful. May this go out to others who need it. May it go to the right folks. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on into chapter 13, verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will not be condemned. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. And if honor, then honor. Verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. So there's so much here. If you want to quickly just discuss or talk about the supporting our government. Well, there actually wasn't a lot written about that. If anything, I found some writers who espoused when it was good to rebel against our government, when it was right. And therefore, our founding fathers were justified. You then have very little other time where there's any other readings that I could find, any other commentaries. In fact, Charles Spurgeon didn't have a single sermon on it. A.W. Tozer, I couldn't find anything. I just couldn't find much, except for just being technical about the style of the writing and whatnot. So that was pretty interesting. But the time is near. Clothe yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. clothe yourself in the armor of light. There was a bit about that, but it really just came into and repeated a lot of what we've said, what we've read in the last few weeks. So I decided that this would be a better time, better way to spend our time. Might be just praying for the folks in Oklahoma and praying for our nation a little bit. And then we'll just wrap it up and have it be a fairly short reading today. Holy Father, we come before you thankful for your word, the way you bless us and you give us your insights. We're so grateful that you, Holy Spirit, dwell within us and talk to us. And I'm grateful for your insights and your words. I thank you for the way that you took me through some challenges in the last few days, where it really did require me to rest in you. I was scared, I was nervous, and yet you were there in coming through. So Lord, I'm grateful for that. I praise you and praise your holy name. And I know there's people across this land who are struggling. The folks in Oklahoma and Nebraska who've faced off on these tornadoes, and they've died. There's been people dying. Their families are so distraught and so heartbroken, Lord. I just lift them up to you. I pray for you, Holy Spirit, to touch them, to comfort them. Let them know that the Creator of the world loves them and is thinking about them and is there for them. I just pray you'd fill them with your light, the armor of light. I pray that you would clothe them in you. And out of this tragedy, that you would be honored and people would turn to you. I just lift up our nation, Father, and pray again that you would be the one that we all turn to. And yes, I don't know how to support. I struggle with our government, Father, that's currently in place. Not the mechanism, not the actual established, but the people who are running it seem that they're very corrupt. And it's hard to support that. So I ask, Father, for you to help us to understand what to do and how to deal with that. Because I want to be in your walk. I want to walk in your will. I want to be faithful to your word and what you write and what you've provided us. At the same time, I don't want to support evil. So, Lord, I just come before you, seeking out your insights and your wisdom upon all of us so we know the right things to do. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.